Thanks for joining us for episode 109 of Tattoo Collecting 101 right here on Guy Adjison's Reinventing the Tattoo.
Kyle, sorry we're late.
Yeah, it's okay. We had some technical errors, but we're here now, and that's what matters.
Kyle is the technical error. Oh, are you going to read your little thing?
I do have it pulled up, yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy.
It's okay, it's okay.
Today's show is brought to you by...
Brought to you by Reinventing the Tattoo, the community for tattooers, apprentices, and collectors, and all those who are curious about the world of tattooing. Our goal here is to educate and inspire one another to make better tattoos, as well as better the community of tattooing as a whole. So be sure to subscribe for all the cool educational content we're putting out on an almost daily basis. And real quick, just want to say thank you to all the sponsors that make this possible. So thanks to World Tattoo Events, which has the largest, most comprehensive list of tattoo conventions going on around in the world right now. Thanks to DLIS Pro, known as Dermalize Worldwide, which was designed by wound care specialists specifically for healing your tattoos. So check it out. As well as Tattoo Now, technology for tattooers. They're the leading edge in professional development and management tools for tattooers of all levels. Also, just want to say thanks to our affiliates, the Fireside Tattoo Network, as well as the Apprenticeship Diaries. And if you want to be a sponsor or reach out to us in any way, message us at management@reinventingthetattoo.com.
Management. That's the funniest thing you say in the whole thing.
Management.
There's like three of us. Who the fuck is managing?
Someone will answer it.
Someone will answer the call.
Yeah.
When leadership is needed.
Exactly.
Someone will answer the call. How's Kyle?
Doing okay. It's just been a long day, busy day, you know.
What made today long and busy?
Just digging holes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was helping dig a hole earlier.
Like literal, not
yeah, yeah, like literal.
Well, generally, when somebody tells me they're digging holes, it means they couldn't shut their mouth and they've been running. That's me though.
not that situation.
I do that a lot. I probably say more than I should.
It's fair. Well, if you need a hole dug, I'm your guy.
You know, nope.
Nope. staying disconnected from that.
Fresh out of the need of new holes.
Yeah.
Be it dug. How's your ribs healing?
It's healing great, actually. Pretty much almost all the way there. Not really flaking anymore or anything.
Fire. It's on me.
Ooh, be careful with that. Yeah, let's bring this over.
It's okay. It's a flesh wound.
Yeah, it's only a minor burn. It's okay. Just get it covered up.
I feel like I've been staring at the table this whole time.
As you stare intently.
People out in the internet land.
How's Ben doing?
I mean, I'm cool. I've been dealing with a bunch of dumb shit. Bunch of car problems. Bunch of fucking dumb shit.
I'm dealing with car problems too. I got a rental right now.
What's wrong with your car?
Trying to get that big gash in my hood fixed.
Yeah, your hatchet attack?
Yeah, my hatchet attack that happened as soon as I moved out here.
Just do me a favor. Don't take your car to a body shop that's locally that rhymes with 3C.
I did not do that one.
Okay, because they are horrible. That's one of the car problems I've been continually dealing with is this company jacked up my caddy.
Right, yeah. Because they like tried to repair it and just completely fucked it up.
I took it in because I hit a truss now. I get it. That's my fault. Oops.
Happens.
But it was a scratch.
Right.
Like it wasn't like a full on collision.
Yeah.
Accident, if you will.
Quick fix.
I'm 3 months deep of this process, bro. And the car is still just not right. And it's like this company has done everything but admit that they fucked up.
Right.
And it's somebody knocking on the door. Why does this weird shit always happen when it's just me and you on Kyle?
I don't know. We're trying it. That didn't sound like knocks on a door to me.
Okay. Well, listen.
Might just be the neighborhood. Just making noises.
So like I've dealt with every manager in this building at this point, and I just went back to another rendezvous with supposedly that branch's like guy. And he's like, yeah, all this stuff is wrong. All this stuff is wrong. You're right. I'm not trying to argue with you. This is all wrong. And I'm like, okay, so what's the answer? And he's like, well, I'd like to let you leave the car here again. Mind you, this would be the fourth time.
Right.
that I would have left the car there. And I'm just like, you know what, man, I would rather you just not and just give me my money back so I can go to like a real company.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this shouldn't take 3 months.
I shouldn't have to be here three times already.
You've already had three chances to do this correctly. And you're just like, yeah, yeah, no big deal. We'll just knock it out. So the next day he sends me a text and he his answer was, no, they're not going to give me a refund. And they want to try for a fourth time to get this correct. And I'm just like, I don't.
Sure.
Then he tried to downplay all this stuff. I'm saying it wasn't that bad and they could knock it out while I waited. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of like, hey, bro, like, nah, fam, just, can you just do this right?
Right.
Just for once in your life.
Just, can it just like, just, I don't like, I don't want to talk to you until it's actually done.
So I'm gonna deal with that. And then I purchased a new ish vehicle that had a major oil leak that I had to take to a shop to have fixed. Cost me, more money than my mortgage for 2 months. And then literally the next day I was driving it home and it blew the radiator.
Nice.
Today
nice.
The starter goes out. So
hey, you're trying your best, man. I don't know what to tell you, man.
It's whatever.
That's just life.
You know, say la vie or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I got it changed and fixed and driving, I guess. It's been a lot.
Works now.
Yeah. For now, I guess.
Hopefully, I don't have any issues with mine. I pick it up tomorrow. I dropped it off like literally like yesterday. It was yesterday.
Just like a hole in your fucking hood, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to replace your hood. So they're just painting a hood to match your car.
That's fair. I mean, I was shocked that it was like, oh, it's already done. I thought I would have been like, oh yeah, I'll pick it up like next week or something.
Yeah. I should probably want to take a day or so.
Yeah. No, it's been a day.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially if they could buy something that already matched. They're just attached for a set.
Yeah. It wasn't a major issue, thankfully.
I just still can't believe you got your car hatcheted.
Seriously? Yeah. Right.
Like. Juggalo, whoop, whoop. But.
I thought the funniest part was I didn't even notice until I drove around the corner. I just thought everything was fine. And then I'm like, why is there like paint chips on the front of the hood right there? What's
I can't see.
Well, yeah, motor. Maybe there was some kind of weather issue. And it was some like, no, I don't know. And it's like, oh, no, there's just straight up fucking gash there. Okay.
Hey, remember when I told you I stole your lighter? I brought it back. I may have duct taped the button down overnight just to bring you an empty lighter, but I brought it back.
It's here. That's what counts. Well, thank you. I'll just put that on the table.
So I didn't even know I stole it. I'd apologize if,
oh,
I,
no,
if
it's
I
all knew good.
I did it, but I think...
it just happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you walk away with it.
Yeah.
But you brought it back.
I mean, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
You can fuck up as much as you want as long as you atone for your sins or whatever. Say you're sorry, I guess.
To a degree.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how we based all polite society off of.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, you're a piece of shit, but, you know, we all know we're pieces of shit. So right. It's kind of like apologize and go on about your day.
Yeah. Can't linger on it forever.
I mean, you can. It just makes you bitter and curmudgeoned.
That's fair. Curmudgeoned.
You like that?
I love that. That's great.
Someone used that word to describe me. it has stuck ever since. Thanks, Leah.
Makes me just think of like a wrinkly, some wrinkly old man.
Yeah, that's me. I don't know if we've met, but like generally my whole persona is fuck everybody. I'm old. Give me my oatmeal. Like I get all mad when people aren't polite. I yelled at a neighborhood kid for playing in the street yesterday. Like legit. It's like, the fuck are you doing? And then realize that that's what I just said to a kid. Playing in the street. We all played in the street.
We had a
game named Curb Ball. It was derived from playing in the street.
I used to fly kites on the street.
Yeah. Yeah. I got hit by a car playing in the street though.
So oh damn.
Kind of changed my perspective.
Maybe that's why you should have yelled at that kid. So it doesn't get hit by a car.
You know, it was probably a very similar circumstance. I was skateboarding. Mm-hmm. And this guy came just flying around the bend and caught me in the back of my legs as I was popping out from this little corner.
Yeah.
And I came around the turn as he came around the turn. And just kind of weird, but like, whoop, whoop, whoop. And I, like, the classic movie scene, rolled up on his hood and just kind of looked at him.
Yeah.
Just waved as he drove away.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh.
You good? Okay. I'm good. You good? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It was the 90s. It was a wild time.
Yeah, I get, like, a slight fear every time I go out bike riding just because, like, I take the back roads as to try and not be around cars, but it's like, there's always still that fear in the back of my mind where it's like, dude, someone could just clip me at any moment.
My buddy Newber, used to be a radio personality here in town, got fucking hit on his bicycle. And he was fucked up. I felt very bad for him.
Yeah, it's scary at times.
Like, fucked up. I almost murdered a young gentleman on foot the other day.
Who was, allegedly.
No, I'll call it. I'll call it.
Atone for your sins, right?
I guess. No, I'm coming. I'm on my motorcycle, of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And this wonderful young fellow is lights green, and he's crossing the green traffic.
Yeah.
And does the whole I'm gonna wait pause in the middle of the road and then steps right out in front of me as I go to turn by him. And I may have said several swear words in a row that might have involved I'll beat your fucking ass.
That's kind of fair. I get hella anxious when I see people like crossing the road when they're not supposed to on foot. And it's like, I feel like I'm gonna hit you. Because it doesn't look like you're going to stop.
Well,
but like
his response to that was, fuck you, you piece of shit. I will beat your fucking ass.
Okay.
Let's just end the story with he did not, in fact, beat my ass. It was awesome. He threw a lighter at me. It was a whole to-do.
Okay.
I was on the motorcycle.
Let's say,
I mean, it was very easy for me to stop and safely escort this young man across the street, successfully,
right?
With him not getting hurt in by a car, probably did him a favor.
Most likely,
say that. It was just one of those days, man. Like, for real, bro, you're gonna swear at me? Because okay.
Right. After like stepping into oncoming traffic.
I guess this is going to take everybody longer to get home then. I just don't understand like the blatant disregard for, you just wait 2 fucking seconds to cross the street.
Right.
You'd have been fine. But you just want to be a dick.
He's got to establish his dominance over those vehicles.
I guess. I mean, they need to change the law. Pedestrians should only have the right of way if the pedestrian has the right of way.
Isn't that how it currently works?
No.
Like you have to be at a crosswalk?
Even in a crosswalk, if I would have hit him with my vehicle, it would have been my fault, regardless if I had a green or not.
Okay.
Right? So he always has the right of way. Pedestrians always have the right of way, regardless.
Yeah.
In or out of a crosswalk. But, like, that's not how life works. Just wait your fucking turn, you know?
Right.
Like, I got to wait my turn. I got to be dick. We aren't allowed to cut in line at school. Same fucking principle.
Yeah.
People be dumb. Sorry, I don't know why we just went straight to pitching.
It's just what we do, I guess.
No, it's not. We're about happiness and positivity.
That's
and
fair.
Bringing love and light to this world and sharing happiness and hobbies and things to bring people. I don't know, man. Fucking help me out here.
Yeah, happiness. That's what
I
we
tried.
Do, man.
I mean, that's tried.
We're thankful every moment of every day.
Bro, Thanksgiving's like a couple weeks from now.
Do you have any big plans coming up for that? You cooking?
I mean, I always make food just because I'm fat, but like, yeah, it's the first time in a long time I've actually had plans. It's kind of nice. I was invited to spend time with someone I care about that hasn't happened in a long time on a holiday.
Very nice.
So I'm pretty pumped about that. I get to make a non-turkey dish, which I'm also pumped about because turkey is trash foul. Can we all just agree as a fucking nation that turkey is disgusting?
It is.
I don't know why everybody was like, you know what?
It's like a total C tier kind of meat.
That's funny. I bet you like Pilgrim Days, right? Turkey was probably the best, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I get it. But now that they're these farm-raised, corn-fed, hormone-injected, it's just like buying a chicken. Chicken's disgusting. You know why I don't like chicken? Because a chicken shouldn't weigh 16 pounds. There's no way I should be getting a 4-ounce chicken breast.
That's fair.
Or a 4-pound chicken breast, excuse me. You need the words I was trying to eat. Weights and measurements. A four-ounce chicken breast is actually about what a natural size should be. So when you see these like giant overstuffed like fucking 2-pounders, you're like, what's happening, Godzilla chicken? Where I want to see you try to walk. Oh, you can't. Your little baby legs are broken.
Yeah.
I just feel bad because that's not what food should be. So like, I'm sure Pilgrim's Day, fuck yeah. They were probably pumped to come upon a turkey. They've been eating like sand and dirt and like salt water.
Yeah, so
you know, starving better. And shit. Right. And people were like, hey, here's this bird. Like, it's not bad, you know. They live in the trees. Yes, turkeys go in trees.
Yes.
And it's like just get you a couple of them. But now we're gonna have to work on that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, come here. Okay. Stick your finger up. Okay, this is how you receive a joint. See, yeah. I hit it, then I push it into your finger. Do you see that?
Okay,
so hit it. Now I'm going to stick my finger out. Now it's your job to just push it. Push with one of your fingers. Bink, bink. Ha-ha! Look, the light bulb just went. Ready? Stick your thumb up. Boop, boop. See how I push it into your thumb to connect that connection? It's an active boop, boop. Yeah!
I wasn't a social person before I left California.
I'm not making fun.
I smoked alone.
I'm just here to help, and I don't like
drunk. Hey, dudes. I appreciate it. I don't want to be the fumbly. I don't know how to do it.
I'm trying to help. That's all.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So I get to make a ham.
Nice. That sounds very lovely.
Pretty excited about it. Little brown sugar glaze.
I'm thinking about just doing a little something for myself. Like a, I don't know, a one-person meal, but
Kyle, first of all, we'll fuck up. Don't eat Thanksgiving alone. You're welcome anywhere that I am, anytime. Second, I'm sure there's going to be some thrown together last minute RT party. They're always
that's fair. I know there is a holiday.
There is
a getting scheduled
winter time party.
Yes,
coming up in December, but he'll probably throw last minute. Thing together.
Most likely.
And yeah, I think Thanksgiving is going to be good this year. Last year I did Thanksgiving by myself and it was sad. So don't do that.
I mean, I'm not a huge holiday celebrator.
I fucking hate the holidays, bro. Can I just be honest with you?
I have a large hatred for them.
I have a particular disdain for like holidays, all of them. I don't care which one it is. Pick one. Tell me one.
Easter.
Fuck that holiday.
What? Hanukkah.
Why? I'm not non-applicable. I don't know. I've never enjoyed. People are like, it's a time to spend time with your family. I haven't been to a family event in 10+ years. So like, it's normally just like a very go through the motions kind of day.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pumped on this year. It's the first time I've actually been like looking forward to hanging out with people on a holiday.
That's good.
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, somebody I usually skip out because I'm just not interested.
I've done that for fucking years, man.
Yeah.
And it gets sad. Don't get sad. If you're sad, call me. We'll hang up.
Okay.
I think we should do something that evening, even if it's later. Just hang out, smoke, maybe have a drink.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, do the things.
Chill.
We could probably invite Fawn to that plan too, but seeing as she's having technical difficulties as well.
We're just all technical difficulties today.
Just kicking it.
It happens.
Podcast style.
Yeah.
You know. Do you have any travel plans, and do you have anything coming up? Like, isn't Festi season kind of winding down?
I think so. I think everyone's just kind of holding in for the winter right now, right?
Don't they have a winter thing? We should do a winter thing.
Like some kind of winter get together.
Winterfest.
Winterfest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Claimed and trademarked.
Cool. Do you have a date?
Not like this year.
Oh, okay. Next year.
But I think that'd be rad to do that at like a ski resort or like a
just like a little winter getaway.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a conference space next to a fucking sledding hill or something.
Yeah.
We can figure out. Or like get a giant place out in the mountains of Montana and build igloos and shit.
We can record. We can record the episode in the igloos.
Oh my god! Did you know how hard that would be?
Dude, we get coming one
from the coldest fucking podcast of all times.
Okay, well,
we're out here freezing our balls off.
See, well, here's the thing: is we get the clothing for it first
for
of
3 hours.
I do. It'll be a shorter one.
Today's 48-minute podcast is brought to you by Thermal Underwear.
Camera one, camera two, hit record. Technically, that's all you need.
Okay, can
we could get microphones?
I'm gonna take one giant step back. Mm-hmm. Electronics in the snow.
Plastic bags?
Fuck.
Weatherproof?
He said plastic bags.
Plastic bags? I don't know, man.
Man, it's not a trashy hooker, man. You can't just wrap it once and hope
it works. Well, we got quality bags here.
We got quality bags?
You can put a camera in a bottle bag, you know? It happens.
I mean, I guess.
Will work. Is it optimal? Not necessarily. No. But it will work.
Is it a good idea? No.
But it's better than nothing.
Would we try it? Yeah, probably.
It's better than nothing.
I want to do another big winter camp. I normally do a winter camp.
Mm-hmm.
And take a bunch of people out in the woods and make them freeze overnight. It's a lot of fun for me because I'm really warm and I just laugh at everybody. But, you know, yeah, we should do that. We should plan a like deep snow event. Be a good time.
Sounds cool.
Pun
very cool
intended.
Yeah, I just finished gathering all my winter gear essentials.
What winter gear essentials did you need?
Like a scarf.
Like I said, a scarf,
some gloves,
maybe
some, you know,
mittens.
Yeah,
they had these really cute little snowsuits. A Casco. And I really wanted to buy one. And then I remembered I just bought one. And I was like, but me and little baby can match.
There you go. That'd be cute.
And then, but no, I don't know. Winter's my favorite. I think I, at some point in my life, want to move somewhere where it gets like hella snow.
I have not lived in a snow climate. I feel like I will enjoy it just because I do.
I feel like I would enjoy it. I do like being wet and cold. It is my
thing. Yeah. I appreciate the scenery though. I think it's a beautiful time of year though, at least.
I think I would like to paint.
I was planning on painting
some snow stuff because you just like, you know, not have to paint.
Then you just sleep it all away. Oh, you put a light blue over it.
Do you know what this is? Fresh clay.
We'll hit me up. We'll go out and we'll paint together.
Okay. I'll sit there and smoke weed while you paint stuff. Okay. I'm good with that. It's the same answer when people ask me to go fishing. Like, hey, do you want to go fishing? I'm like, sure.
I'll sit there and smoke weed while you fish.
I've got no qualms with that. I'll bring my little guy. I went fishing with this guy one time. We were 2 hours deep before he realized I didn't even put a hook on my line. I just threw a fucking bobber and a sinker out there and was just sitting there like, let's do it. Good times, good times. I just, you know, I don't see the point in catching fish if I can't keep it or eat it.
Right. You just catch it and then release it.
Right. Just, it's just poking holes in animals.
Yeah, kind of. It is.
It's like having target practice with squirrels. It's just not, you know, in a survival situation. I mean, I get it, but like,
yeah. Do it for fun.
I just don't care. Yeah, I'm not trying to bag on people that enjoy it. I get it. It's your serenity. It's your time. It's you. I'm not mad at you for enjoying fishing. But like me personally, just don't understand.
My recent hobby has been rock climbing in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. Okay. I was with you. I was like, fuck yeah, Kyle. Get some rock climbing in. And you're like, in the middle of the night.
It's like 10 p.m.
Okay, is this an indoor place?
Outdoors.
What are you doing? You know no one's going to find your body until the morning, right?
Okay, so it sounds sketch.
Okay.
It's not. there's the public climbing wall with auto belay devices there. So I have my harness and everything. I got my climbing shoes. I got all the goods. Ride my bike over there and just clip into the one that I know and just chill and do some climbing.
They just leave it up all the time?
Well, yeah, they're like, so like it's a, at the top of the rocks, there's like this like circle that has like a retractable cord, and that just, they have a little flag that it clips down to on the bottom. And so those are just always there. Technically the park closes at 8, but no one's there. And I also don't like people. So it's like, I just go and chill in the night and just go climb.
Huh.
Allegedly, if park rangers are listening, please don't come look for me. Just let me be alone.
You know, it's fucked up in a state park, or I'm sorry, in a federal, like in a national forest. Mm-hmm. So national forests are ran by the federal government, right?
Right.
So a park ranger in a national forest has more authority than any other person.
That's insane.
In the national. So like if a crime happens, say at Yosemite,
right,
the park rangers are first, then the FBI, CIA.
No shot, really? What?
Yeah, like they're like, wow. No, fuck you. You can't walk on my rock. And they have to like lead everything and do it. Like, yeah, they've got like crazy, crazy power.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They also go to school longer than doctors. It's got it, like the wildlife management, like all that for like the big, big stuff.
Right,
it's
right, literally, yeah.
Like, 10 or 12 years of school.
Okay.
Stupid. I wanted to be a park ranger and I found out it was real expensive.
Yeah, it sounds very expensive because you gotta know like every part of the ecosystem.
Yeah, I needed to like be going to school like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I could be like a city park
ranger. It can be like a retirement goal.
Not really. I mean, when I retire, the goal is to not work. You're just like, here's a job to do when you're old.
You know, get you, do your like, being like 70 up in the watchtower and just chilling out.
That sounds sketchy as fuck. I don't know why. It sounded like I was murdering people because I was.
No, you're not murdering people. You're just chilling and watching in the watchtower, man.
The watchtower.
You know, the park ranger watchtower. Make sure everything's going on. There's no fires or anything.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Came out sketchy. I don't know. I think that'd be a rad job. But I don't understand.
I don't know about 10 years of school, rad.
Well, that's just for the federal, like, big park.
That's fair. That's big, fair, big, yeah. Shit.
I could probably go get a job at the state park right now. Or, like, the...
Yeah.
I wonder what is the credential. Anybody out there work in land management for the state of Ohio or whatever, I would need to contact ODNR. I don't know how that works. Hit me up. AT. Collecting. 101. And,
get this man a job. Working in the woods.
I'd be a park ranger right now. I wouldn't even bust the stoners. I'd be like, guys, come here. Let me show you.
Try this.
Nah, fuck that. Get out my stash, homies. But let me show you the spot, okay? Here's where you go. It's where you don't bug the old ladies so I don't have to come yell at you. Just hip them to some cool shit. Do we have a fantastic?
Never flinched, never had to move, never had to take a break. She's just made of
iron. Oh,
sounds like maybe.
She's not gonna say it.
My grandma told me.
I guess this is good.
Baby, go put something on your body. Why are you trying to help me? But when they turn you around, I'm trying to do the
dish. I don't know if you can hear us.
And other people, do they understand the whole idea?
So Flawn is in Indy. She went to a seminar about
that
when you mark yourself and you go over and I don't want to be disrespectful and use your terms.
That's how she would recognize you, not from your physical form, but from the markers that she
there she is.
But when I leave this world, my
God will take
some
funny. The soft part with me because
yes.
Madonna is no longer with us. No longer with that. And so this is one of the last moments that I had with her. And so she was on her deathbed, you know, and she gave her life for fighting for our rights as an activist, for sharing our traditions and our culture. And without LaDonna, I wouldn't have a lot of the knowledge that I do have about my tribe's personal, or of my tribe's markings. So she is one of a handful of elders that stood up within the last few years to share this knowledge. And so it means the world to me to include her on this and to share her teachings with all of you because it's a rare thing. A lot of this knowledge is dying out.
Yeah.
And so it was an honor to tattoo her as well and to help her on her journey into the spirit world. A lot of our tattoos are also imbued with power, with supernatural abilities. And as tattoo artists, part of our responsibility.
She said she has headphones in.
We didn't know, Vaughn. We didn't want to be like yelling and you'd be like mad. Because like, there's people there. It is very hard to hear what the speaker is saying on our end.
Yes, it is. Something is like looping and very hard to hear it. So.
Healing, ancestral connection, we're able to do that when we live our lives within a certain way as tattoo artists. And so the very first tattoo that I ever designed was the Sandy Rock tattoo. And this, I designed this in 2016 at the height of the Standing Rock movement. I had just spent a week out of Standing Rock and was fresh into that feeling of.
Okay, that might have fixed it.
I want to hear what they're talking about, guys. God damn it, girl. It didn't fix anything.
I have no clue.
Ones of the elders who stood up first and said, we're not going to have this, and really gathered people together.
Oh.
And so I have gone
out there,
and when it first started, it was just so refreshing.
Pay attention.
Feel the energy of people coming together and not being concerned about their own needs, but coming back within a community. Everyone wanted to help each other. Everyone said, how are you doing, brother and sister? When you walked into camp, I said, welcome home. And it really was a feeling of returning home. And that is
I honestly have no clue what it is. Everything is muted.
Looked out for one another.
I don't know.
How do we help each other and build each other and strengthen each other up? Rather than the individual.
Fawn asks if she should record and we should share next week. Yes. Please, because yes. I clearly,
and so I was
technology is not working with us today.
So we're going to let Fawn record as much as she can. And we would love to share this with you guys next week because I was super interested in this.
As was I.
Would like to dive into it. I feel like we're not doing it justice or the proper respect here. So
yes. So next week we will have proper coverage.
That would be tattooed and would be a fundraiser for people around the world.
Because everyone knows the coolest Indian was the one with the face paint or Native American or whatever the proper. I don't want to offend people, but at the same time, like, I don't know how to talk anymore, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sucks. I'm not being mean.
Yeah.
I just don't know what else to say. It's hard to keep track of everything.
Well, that's why.
I'm old.
Hey, we'll get you hip on what to say for next week.
Let's
okay.
Not. I mean, I know, I understand that, yeah. But like at the same time, it's like. Okay. It's hard to keep track. Hard to keep track, Kyle.
Hey, stuff moves really fast in this day and age, you know.
These young whippersnappers.
All these whippersnappers in their interwebs.
Yeah.
I, you know. It is kind of crazy though, like how fast things changed, like in recent years, thinking back like 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
And like the amount of technology and just like where the world has gone in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Like watching my 4-year-old whiz through an iPad, like using Procreate. And I'm just like,
yeah.
Where and what and how? And she's like, oh, I just pushed the button.
And you're like, what is this device and where did it came from? It did all come really fast, though.
Makes me feel old. But, I mean, it's always been that way.
Yeah, it's just a technological revolution.
I guess.
That's usually what happens in those times, if you look at history.
Is it?
Yeah.
What times? What kind of times? Tell me all about history, Kyle.
Well, I'm not a history expert.
I didn't say you were.
Like the Industrial Revolution.
Happened after what?
Engines, steam engines. Coal. Trains. That was the revolution.
I fucking love you. That might be the funniest thing you've ever said on this show. Like, I'm just throwing it out there.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
You're not.
Yeah.
I read some crazy thing about like why train tracks are a certain width.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, and it was basically like train tracks are a certain width because they had to accommodate for like wagon wheels or something. And I might have saved it. I'll try to pull it. It's actually a really, really good read.
Okay. Interesting.
But basically it all goes back to like ancient Roman times.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know where I saved it. Give me 2 seconds. And it's basically saying that like we've made all these restrictions and all these things are the same. And because of past decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all of it went back to being from like an ancient time. None of it was relevant. Like it was a really weird measurement because it was.
Right. It was all just like the most randomest thing.
Right. And then it was.
And then
like,
you just say it is because that's what they say.
The kicker of that was now we have this multi-billion-dollar rocket that needs to be shipped to a somewhere across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they can only make it so big. So they have to modify this $10 million rocket of wagon wheels from the fucking ancient Roman times.
Yeah.
I know that was a stretch without all the things.
No. I completely understand where you're going now.
I don't know how to work the interwebs.
That's okay. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like why streets are the way they are too. Like right. Not having good pedestrian traffic in general to touch on that topic from earlier. But it's, it's just based off of super old people's thoughts and stuff.
Yeah, it just, it really made me laugh to think that we were limiting this $1 billion rocket because of a
wagon technology.
Sorry, guys. If I can find it, it will be worth it. Okay, maybe not. Sorry. Okay. But regardless, well, it was
that's fun. Okay.
And it was about how, like, sometimes things are the way they are because of things you don't understand. And, you know, you don't need to be stuck in the same rut just because it's been the same rut since the beginning of time. And, like, it was fucking cool, but I'm older.
Change is good.
I mean, I guess. Or, like, don't change anything. Just keep everything the same because, you know, it just makes things worse or whatever.
It gets worse before it gets better, right?
Does it?
That's what they say.
Is that the lifestyle we've succumbed to? This whole year me has been fuck everybody that's not, like, chipping in on Ben's awesomeness.
Hey, that's completely valid.
So. Bro, you know, if you're not adding to the fucking pile, you can fuck off. And if you're going to say some shit you're not going to do, you can fuck off. And if you're going to... I don't know. I'm done making time for people that don't make time, you know?
That's fair. No, that's healthy.
Hence why I just kind of walked out of my job. Like, fuck you, suck a dick. And left.
Yeah.
But we'll get there, you know? We'll see.
Yeah. You got any updates on that?
We'll be fine.
All right.
It's cool.
Big chill.
I will be employed. That's all that matters. But, like, it was one of those things. It was like, I couldn't listen to somebody tell me the same stories and make the same promises and not follow through. It's like, what are we doing here?
No, it's completely fair. Cause it's just like, you're just going to waste your time at that point.
That's kind of been every avenue of my life. Like, is this giving me the return that I need out of this? If it's not, like, fuck off. I'm going to go find what is kind of a year. That's been my vibe, I guess.
That's what drove me out here.
I'm probably just saying.
Thank you.
I left Ohio. Nope. I've never left Ohio.
It's been an experience for sure.
I mean, I bet. I can't move out of state. You're my network here will get me out of a lot of trouble.
That's fair. Yeah.
And there's a lot of safety in that.
Yeah.
Oh man. I saw the official flyer for Hell City went out the other day.
Oh, I must have missed that. I didn't know it went out.
It made me happy. I got invited to it. I was like, oh,
nice.
I worked there and I had to get invited to the event. That's cute. Pretty pumped about that.
Yeah, the design's amazing.
Columbus is going to be huge this year.
Yeah, let's pull it up.
Yeah, Kyle, pull it up.
Yeah. As we clickety clack away to find it.
Let's click, clack, clickety clack. Yeah, I'm going to expect some big changes for the Columbus show this year. It's going to be really rad. Going to be really rad. I don't know what I'm not allowed to talk about, so I'm not going to talk about anything.
I am very excited and honored to help out as well and be a part of the crew.
Yeah, did they already talk to you?
Yeah.
So Kyle's going to come work on the AV team with us.
Yep. It'll be exciting.
Pretty pumped about that. Mm-hmm. May 19th through the 21st in Columbus, Ohio, Hyatt Regency Center, Hell City Tattoo Fest.
Columbus.
Oh, it just says Columbus.
Yeah, I think there was too much confusion last year. People didn't know where Columbus was.
Is that where the sign is? He's been calling it Columbus since the 90s. The snow started in 2002. And I'm like, hey, he's been saying that since the 90s.
Here's the better look at the official design for this year as well.
That's dopey dope dope. Who did it?
I am pulling up right now.
The fuck, Kyle?
Best thing slowly load. Just Gabe like, Landis. Sorry.
Just like me.
So this year's design is from Gabe Landis.
Gabe Landis.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's sick as fuck.
Yeah, I'd let that happen. I'll get some new merch this year. Hell City's like my once a year where I walk around. I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy all the t-shirts.
Got to get one of everything.
For the year. Yep. Yep. That's nice. Revamp the wardrobe.
Yeah.
Start a new painting. I saw you finished your last one.
Yeah, I finally finished the big one that I had going on there. Signed it, hung it up on the wall.
What's next?
Lots of little stuff. It was really cool to do that big one, especially with it being my first real experience with oils, and I learned a lot during that. Now I'm just ready to crank out a bunch of small stuff and just
crank it out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna crank it out. Would you like a Red Bull and or Coca-Cola?
I'll take a Coca-Cola, not sponsored. I mean, if you want to, we'll talk. Actually, we're in a Pepsi area.
Yeah, Pepsi is disgusting. You know what's funny is I really don't even like Coke. It's the only mixer other than ginger ale that I like.
I'm a Dr. Pepper
so
fan.
So I always have Coca-Cola. It's just funny.
I don't drink soda often, but when I do, I've got some Dr. Pepper and some whiskey to go with it.
Yeah, see, that's too sweet for me. I like Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that's what the whiskey's for.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's too sweet. My new drink, not really new, a drink that I've been drinking lately has been ginger ale, lime, and bourbon. And I believe it's called a Grumpy Old Man.
Grumpy Old Man. Okay.
Yeah, they're fucking delicious.
I bet.
I may or may not have allegedly put one in my giant cup when we went trigger-treating.
Only one?
Yeah, it's kids.
There's kids.
They gotta be social. Just one. One cup.
One cup.
It's fine. It's just boost their strength.
It's one of those Vegas smoothie cups you got hanging around your neck.
Bro. I don't know who can drink one of those fast enough for that to be like.
Before it just melts on you.
Yeah, you're in the desert, first of all. Yeah. Second, like you're carrying. No. Just let's brain freeze way down.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. How much, too?
I got the 134 ounce big mamma jamma.
But it was on sale.
Only cost me $48.50.
It was the best value. I mean,
I get to keep the cup. Doesn't fit on the airplane. Can't take it home.
I had a Hard Rock cup from the last time I went to Vegas.
Snazzy as fuck.
Yeah, and I dropped it on the floor recently. Dude, yeah. I was pulling it out of the freezer. I don't know what happened. Like, I had it firmly in my hand. It didn't slip or nothing. I didn't trip. It just, floop, on the ground.
I didn't want to live anymore.
Yeah.
It committed cup suicide.
Yeah.
Cup aside, if you will.
So then I had nice frozen glass all over the floor that I had to make sure it was okay.
Oops.
As I was barefoot.
Yeah.
I just like jumped away and just let it happen.
As you should.
Yeah.
My favorite was working in kitchens. You always have the guys that try to catch stuff with your feet, like soften its blow. And you're like, that's a chef knife, dum dum.
I mean, I'll do that with like a container.
Yeah, just let it go.
What? Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So what's he gonna do? Make a loud noise?
You know, like, oh no! Yes, and I don't want to draw attention to the fact I dropped something.
Not a loud noise. Everybody just yells "Opa!" My buddy and I have not seriously, but awkwardly, we're both like, we should start a breakfast diner. Because food always sounds like fun until you actually start thinking about the day-to-day of it.
Yeah. And the making sure you have the proper ingredients ready to go.
It's really just the people. Can we just be honest? That's fair. Yeah. It's just the people.
That's fair.
It's fun for a while. Then you deal with 72 fucking jerks.
The last kitchen I worked at was a French cafe, and I made crepes at the bar in front of everything I did.
Do you know what the name of our restaurant was going to be?
What was it?
Holy Crepe.
Hey, you need a crepe guy?
I do.
I got you. I made a mean banana Nutella crepe, and you get the strawberry, right? What? Make a little rose with it.
What?
Yeah, dude.
I'm proud of you, bro.
They were pissed off at me for doing the strawberry rose.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah. But I made those plates look nice as fuck.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
I once worked at a Asian restaurant called Zing. Now, anybody that's been to Montreal has seen Zing. They're all over the fucking place. They were fast cash before fast cash was cool. They were Chipotle of Asian food, essentially. Okay. You picked what kind of noodle you wanted, what kind of protein, what kind of sauce you wanted, and they chippity chopped your fucking food for you, put it in a bag. They had like five different kinds of soup that were all fucking delicious, a big dessert menu. It was rad, right? Nice.
That sounds awesome.
Right. Okay. So you know how like we mispronounce words from other cultures?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I had to learn how to make yakisoba noodles from a guy that spoke French. Okay. So the language barrier was like insane.
Right.
Because like the you would think that even just the food would be the like, oh no, it's just this, but then they're saying it differently than how you say the other words. So those didn't even line up. It was tough, bro.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
I love Ig to this day. I'd give him a big hug if I saw him. But that was some bullshit. He knew like three words. He knew noodle, noodle, sauce, and heat. That was his vocab when he got here.
Okay.
And that's what we worked with. This menu had like 46 different like mains, like house things.
Yeah.
You can just order pad thai. You know what I mean? And then to create your own. The create the own was really the push, but you still had to know all the like back menu.
Right.
Bro, it was tough.
I bet.
And it was all fast serve.
Right. Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
It was a lot. But I learned how to speak dirty in French. As one does when they work with anybody that speaks another language.
There you go.
And I probably say it way wrong now because it's been years, so I will not embarrass myself and have people
say it. That's what happens when you don't practice.
You want to open a crepe restaurant, Kyle?
Let's do it.
Call it Holy Crepe.
Holy Crepe. Do you want to do, are we doing a restaurant or are you trying to do like a food truck?
No. Food trucks don't make money, buddy.
Okay.
Food trucks don't make money.
That's fair.
Now, I know that there's people that have made money at food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you think restaurants are risky? Micro that.
Okay. Yeah.
You see clicked. What I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So like, yeah. Okay, you have to even then manage your ingredients even smaller.
Right.
So you have to, all your menu has to essentially be the same five things mixed different ways.
Right.
You got to do one or two things. You got to do it really well and really fast.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to be in front of enough people all the time to hit X amount of sales because you're
Right, right. Yeah.
Small batch.
Everything. Driving from place to place.
Too. Well, no, you're just you're cooking in small batch. Yeah. Right. Like, so every everything's against you here. Like,
that's fair. Yeah. Okay.
Food trucks are, they can be great. Like if you've got the circuit, if you're in like the, but man, it's tough to jump in and just be like, let's do this and make money.
Right.
That and the market in comparison to 10, 15 years ago is saturated as fuck.
Yeah. Like, I remember
there used to be four food trucks at close.
There's a now there's a whole festival.
Well, there's a commissary right in the street where like there's 15 or so in the batch. You know that?
I did not.
Yeah, like if you go the back way out of here to get over the freeway,
mm-hmm.
the building to your right that has all the fucking food trucks at it. It's a commissary kitchen. They all prep out of there because you have to cook in a licensed, registered space, clean space, but we can't like prep out of your house.
Right. Okay.
So yeah. Food trucks. No.
No.
But I want to do brick and mortar. You can't really go full theme in a food truck.
Yeah, that's fair. It's very, very limiting in terms of decorating.
Very sacrilegious Catholic art. Like Romeo and Juliet style.
Uh-huh.
Like plaster just everywhere. And by that, I mean the shitty Leonardo. Actually, I love that movie. I shouldn't even call it shitty. By that, I mean the Leonardo DiCaprio early 2000s version of Romeo and Juliet. But then, like, make it all kind of suggestively dirty. Not like vulgar. Not like outright.
Just a little like, lewd.
A little loose. Lewd. I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, holy crepe.
Yeah, I'm getting a Buca di Beppo vibe from that. That's my
kinda,
imagining.
Kinda.
Okay.
Kinda. I'm glad imagine a smutty Buca di Beppo.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm on point with that then.
But we serve crepes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Breakfast sandwiches too or no?
Oh yeah, bro. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. You can't not have breakfast sandwiches.
That's fair. That's fair.
I make a crazy good breakfast sandwich sauce too. I'm not even gonna talk about it on air. People will be mad. People will be mad. We just heard Derb yeet yeet from the other side of the room. I do it back, but I don't want to break everybody's eardrums.
Right, that's his calling card.
Yeah, it's kind of the like, hey fucks, we're here. And what you doing, Cole? Hi, Derb Rashad.
What up?
Love you, buddy. He forgot people were here, and he was coming to shut the lights off, and he was going to make a post on the internet about how nobody turns the lights off. We're just in here gabbing.
Which we will turn the lights off.
We always do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're allowed to use the place to take care of it.
Yep.
But yeah, holy crap. We should do it.
I'm down.
We should do it.
Yeah.
You'll be my head creper.
Awesome. That was honestly my favorite part of that place was just making crepes.
Yeah. It's definitely good. I kind of want to do like a display kitchen like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Waffle House is just fun, bro. Can we just be honest? We don't eat there because the food's cool. We get there because we eat there because we can watch the fucking chaos happen. Like, I love listening to my order being called. I can probably call it to you if I want right now. But, It's you like to watch the show, man.
Waffle House was the first place I went to in this city when I got here.
I'm sorry. It was your first place.
I rolled up at like 1 a.m.
Okay.
By the time I was done driving, and I was like, well, I'm officially here now. And I was like, okay, let's just go to Waffle House since I know they're open 24/7 and figure out what the fuck I'm going to do now.
How'd that work out for you? Was it everything you hoped to dream for?
It was okay. I definitely looked like the weird one sitting there with my sketchbook, like because there are not Waffle Houses over on the West Coast. So I did not know how the place worked. And I'm just like sitting there and I'm like, okay. And just waiting.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was like, okay, this is just, yep. And I'm just, I'm just here. I don't know what I'm going to do next, but I'm here, man.
Soaking it in.
I've been driving for 4 days. I don't have a place to stay. I'm here, man. Let's do it.
You just whimmed it.
Okay. Well, so I had a place lined up and I was like, okay, we're going to move out here. Got the place, got it all set up. The day my pod comes to pack everything up, I get a call from the lady and she's like, so the people who were going to buy a house and move out didn't. So here's your deposit back. Good luck. I have a 3-bedroom house. I know that's out of your price range, but go for it if you want. And I'm like, cool.
Eat a satchel of Richards,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude.
Eat a satchel of Richards.
Literally the day I packed everything up to leave. And it was like, okay. I searched every day on the way out there. Nothing, nothing. I was in a fucking La Quinta Stays in for a, for a week and a half.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I had to set up my computer in there because I still had to work.
Yeah.
I had to do something to make money. I didn't have a savings.
You're out of La Quinta. Yeah. It adds up fast.
I'm out of fucking La Quinta, dude. I didn't want to be here for 2 weeks. God damn it.
Bro, I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, it was rough at first.
Yeah.
And now I just kind of got into the first place. It seemed decent. There were worse places that I checked out than the place that I'm living now. I'll tell you that. So
that's fair.
And I'm not a fan of where I live now.
That's fair.
So it happens.
I'm thinking about renting up my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I might either add someone and move out. You know what I mean?
Have someone take your spot.
Or just find out when it works for my roommate for him to relocate and clean up and rent the whole place. Because the renter market in Columbus is stupid. And people are like, oh, they'll trash their house. I wanted to renovate anyway. It's cool. So if I let people live there for like 3 to 5 years, I'd make enough money to redo the whole house from fucking ceiling to floor.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about it. Cool. Do whatever you want. That's fine. Just pay me the $2,800 a month.
Right.
Or that's probably a little high, but still, like,
I mean, for the house, for like the whole house.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I mean, it's still, probably not.
I don't know. I'm used to California prices.
That's probably true. And it just seems like, why not? I might just live in my car for a year. Just fuck it.
I mean, at least get a van.
What if we La Quinta bounce?
That sounds awful.
I could probably, honestly, state park hop for a year and not get tired of it.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you got the whole country at your disposal, so. You could totally do that for a year.
I mean, I could do that just in Ohio and still go to work.
Okay.
I could probably bounce back and forth between 3 or 4 state parks because the rule is you can't stay for more than 14 days in a 30-day period. So as long as you've got 3 parks you can bounce between, they can't tell you you can't camp. Just fuck it.
Right, might as well. Hey, you get the season pass too for all of them?
Fuck it.
Just going out.
Might become a permanent camper for a year.
Permanent camper.
Sounds dumb.
You gotta save a lot for that, though.
Would you really?
I mean, are you working while you're camping?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if you're working while camping, you're fucking.
That's my whole qualm with the AT. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it 24 now. My goal was to hike the Appalachian Trail in 2024. Okay. And I still would like to do at least a month or so. But with switching jobs now, it's kind of hard to look your boss in the face and be like, hey, so not this summer, but the next one. I'm just 5 months
just
off.
Gonna go.
I'm just not going to be here for 5 months.
I'm going to be in the woods.
I'm just not. You're going to train me. You're going to get to the point where I should be making you money. And then I'm going to leave for 5 months and come back and not remember anything you taught me. Okay. So like, does that work with you, Mr. New Employer? No. Okay. So I'm a little upset about it,
man.
I'm a little upset about it. So maybe instead I'll just park hop for a year.
Kind of sort of the same fix.
I'm sure I can figure out bathing.
Yeah, I have a goal at some point in life to climb Half Dome.
Half Dome,
like in Yosemite. It's like a very large climbing. I think it's like a couple thousand feet.
Have you watched the documentary on Netflix about the free solo?
Yeah, Alex Honnold.
Yes.
Yeah, I love what that's
bro
terrifying to watch and think about.
I am fat and climbing is sketchy.
Yeah, I'm a very long ways off from it, but it's like at some point I'd like to do it.
I've always wanted to back country camp Yosemite too.
I'm kind of disappointed I didn't go before I left California.
I mean, it's reasons. I mean, yeah. I mean, everything's just a car trip away, Kyle.
That's fair. I mean, I was planning to go at one point at like the start of COVID when I like lost my job and I was like, I'm going to go be out in the woods for a week.
That's what I did last week.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I was like, you know what? Fuck work. I'm going to go camping for 3 days.
See, but because of the current time, the state park was closed. They're like, yeah, people aren't allowed in. And I'm like, oh, hey.
Oops.
I'm just stuck at home with no job now. Okay.
I've been on Appalachian Trail pages for years now trying to keep up. And they straight just shut sections down.
Yeah.
And I was following this guy, his name's Rue Merrick, and he is, he created a new trail around the United States, the American Perimeter Trail. And he linked the big three, I'm going to say them all wrong, but he basically linked the three long hiking trails in the United States with like a loop that joined the Appalachian Trail. But when he got there after road walking through Texas and a bunch of dumb shit, like they were like, nah, brah, it's closed. And he was like, okay.
Well, what do you do now?
He hiked a trail adjacent to the Appalachian Trail.
Okay.
Not on state property.
Right.
But followed the trail.
Yeah. I'm picking up.
No, you're not. That's what he did. I didn't have any implication other than the same information that he put out into the world. It's exactly what he said he did.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying he did. So I mean, could you imagine literally walking like around the United States and be in Florida and be like, sweet, don't have to cut my own path anymore. I don't have to get permission from these landowners to walk across. Like, blah, blah. It was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
He just walks across the fucking country. The country. Okay.
Yeah. That's
and
that's
he was like, finally, book. An established path. I could just. Nope. Not allowed to walk here, sir.
You can't walk here. The world is in chaos currently.
Sorry, I know you've been backpacking for the past 2 years, but I can't imagine. That would suck. I'd be upset. But yeah.
Such a rare circumstance, too.
Yeah. And it's not like that gets like national traction or anything. It's not like anybody knew what he was doing or who he was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like anything like that.
Yeah.
You're some dude walking. He got arrested a bunch. He got fucking apprehended a bunch. Mm-hmm. Like everybody thought he was a bum.
It's just walking across the room.
Just walking. If you're interested in that kind of shit, look him up. Rue Merrick. He's got all the things and all the pages and all the sites. I just want to do the AT, man. I'd love to do the Appalachian Trail. But who the fuck can carve out 5-6 months?
How long of a trail is it?
2,200 miles.
Okay.
Starts in Georgia, ends in Maine.
Wow.
You can go either way. Don't get me wrong, but like,
yeah,
that's the normal path is Georgia to Maine. But like, how do you just like pause life for 6 months?
Right.
I just be like, hey, everyone and everything and every. I'm just going to go fuck off for a while.
Yeah.
My luck, too. I would gear up and be stoked and have everything ready and everything set in place to where I could go do that. And then, like, twist my ankle on like day 6.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And, like, it would fracture some weird tiny bone that I would need, like, super invasive surgery to fix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. right after like a month, I would just be like, fuck this. I thought I loved this, but you know what? I just want a bubble bath.
That's fair. Hey, that might happen at some point too.
So I don't know.
Hey, well, that's what the La Quinta's for, right?
La Quinta. Well, that's what they say. Most people are like, well, how expensive is it to hike the trail? They're like, well, how much of the trail are you going to sleep on? Because a lot of people will go every 3 or 4 days, stay in town for a couple of days, and then go back on the trail for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
Then go to town for 3 days. It's like, we don't really get much hiking done that way.
More so it's like sightseeing at that point.
I mean, they're just tired.
Yeah.
But most people that also do it aren't seasoned hikers. They're people that are like, you know, it sounds like fun.
And they think they can do it.
I'm going to buy all this gear and start walking, you know? Yeah. So one of these days.
See, with rock climbing, I at least acknowledge the fact that I'm not super into it as like I look like a novice.
Right.
But it's like, that's fine. I'm doing shit correctly. I'm chilling at the wall. That's just me and my time, baby.
It's just like any hobby though, man. There's always this level that most people just never go to.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I've been backpacking a long time and I still look at people's gear like, really? You really needed that? Like your tarp breaks down to be the size of your fist and it's 2 ounces. You just like afraid to carry gear, bro. Like the fuck. There's always better. There's always more expensive. There's always different. There's always a high end and a Walmart way to do it. A Patagonia or a Walmart way to do it.
See, yeah. I aim for the middle, more of like a Target.
I'm more of a Target kind of bro. No, just like I still get baffled by some people's kits.
Yeah.
You spent how much on what?
You really need all this?
Were you just trying to spend money? Well, backpacking, it's all about lighter, faster, less, right?
Yeah. Because then so you like, don't want to be trekking all that.
Right. So most people are like, I spent $500 on this micro grid jacket that's rated to this R value that packs down to be this big. And it's like, cool.
Okay. Good for you.
Cool.
Just wear a regular jacket, bro.
I just put on a jacket.
And that's why I go rock climbing in the middle of the night. Because I don't have to deal with those people.
I've even got some like cool shit. You know, like, my kit would be considered bougie by somebody that doesn't backpack.
Yeah.
That's but like, I'm still like, what the fuck are you doing? Same with like fast cars. You think you got a fast car until you see the guy that does the 4 second quarter miles. And you're like, the fuck is in that engine? You play guitars? Sit down next to Joe Satriani. You don't play a guitar anymore. You've held a guitar and you know a few notes at that point.
But you don't know what you're doing.
You don't know what you're doing.
No.
Ever seen a really good pool player? You're not playing pool. You're watching them play pool. You know what I mean? It's the same. There's like this level of like, the fuck? That I've never understood.
I think that's called passion.
Who's got the time for that shit? I've got time to be like mediocre at one thing at a time. You know what I mean? And then after that, I'm probably lose interest.
Some people find a way.
Who's got that kind of focus? Where do you find it? Can I have some? I think I get to the point, let's call it guitar. I get to the point where I can hack out 4 or 5 songs, which I can. I can jam. Let's play. But like, I'm not a guitar player.
No, I do that. I can. So I play mine through Rocksmith. That's how I learned guitar. And so now it's like, I just plug in and I play a song. I'd say about 80% of being good enough. And mind you, I play like deathcore and speed metal.
Right.
So I'm just like, I can definitely play this for sure.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
I love that game. I literally still have my Xbox 360 to be able to play Rocksmith.
I know I'm not a guitar player because when my cable is broken, like it is right now, I don't touch my guitar. Because I'm like, I have to like, remember a song now? What? I don't have that much brain space right now. What? I've got other stuff. I've
never had that much brain space. My brain is required to do 17 things at the same time all the time and still remind myself to breathe. So nothing sticks. Like nothing sticks.
I try real hard, but a lot of stuff doesn't stick.
Yeah. I stop trying a lot.
I just keep trekking and it'll work out.
But I got them 5 songs down, Pat.
I bet.
Well, I think what it is you practice and you practice and you practice and you think you've came so far and you get better and you better and better and better. And then you run into that Joe Satriani. And it's just diminished everything you've worked for the whole time. And I just get so defeated. I'm like, I don't have the time, skill, energy, patience, or passion to get to that point. I'm going to just stop now and be mediocre. I'm cool with that.
That's what happened in high school for me when I tried to join a band. And they were like, play a B note. And I'm like, huh? And I was like, okay, gotcha. This is what it takes. Never mind. No, don't want to do that.
I've been in a lot of bands that did nothing. Mm-hmm. Like legit, like get to the point where we got 5-6 songs down and then everybody's like, all right, well, that was fun.
Yeah. And you're like, you don't ever go out and play.
Cool. The last band I was in, we literally about 5 songs down is when you can really start like
telling people and promoting it.
Looking to do something. Mm-hmm. And our guitarist just quit. Just one day, he was like, you know, like, I'm just not into this.
Yeah.
And literally just packed his shit and left. We were just kind of like,
okay.
We kept asking him to play something different during this one part. And he just was like, no.
Yeah, it's hard to find a band of like all equally minded people when it comes to music and writing it.
It's hard to just find equally minded people.
That's also very true.
Just as a,
in general,
encompassing, like,
yeah,
the whole world
people suck.
Really dumb. Or however that song is. I was getting sound check feedbacks from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
We sound great now.
Yeah.
I suddenly got congested though. Like I started doing podcasts and was like, it's not nice.
That's just something in the air. Everything's just.
Is it you? Are you dusty? Are you making me breathe?
No, I've been cleaning.
Maybe that's where
I was cleaning carpets today in here.
Just start up.
Turn a fan on. Blow some air.
I think I'm gonna end up cutting all the carpet out of my house and putting in LVP.
Yeah.
Because carpet stone. I'm sick of trying to maintain it.
Carpet's a bitch.
Yeah.
And I am glad I do not have any carpeting in my place. I will much rather just mop a hardwood floor.
I like fuzzy feet. Don't get me wrong. I probably would keep it in my bedrooms and shit, but like common areas? I'm over it.
Yeah. Especially common areas. That's where it gets the worst.
Yeah, I'm just kind of over it.
Yeah.
Again, old and curmudgeon. I know. I'm 105. Should we go through the Instagram inbox?
We can. You wanna bring up a tattooer with the sign?
Yeah, let's do a couple of those.
We haven't done that in a minute.
For those of you that don't know, Derb has started tattooing with a sign off of the meme of the cardboard sign, dude. And sometimes they're pretty fucking funny. If Kyle would get his shit together.
I'm pulling it up. What you talking
about? We would share one with you.
It's in the process.
We were supposed to, support tattoo.
Start with the, which is a good one in general.
I agree with supporting anybody who knows business. Yes, tattooer owned business, especially for tattoos and tattoo accessories. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand why if your friend owns a hamburger joint, you drive past it and go to McDonald's. You know what I mean? I've never understood that. I really don't. If my friend's a mechanic, he works on my car. You know,
like, might support it instead of going to the Walmart
version. Like if somebody you know is in sales and you're getting a big project done and it just happens to be in the same field that they work in and you just go with a different person and didn't even talk to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit's offensive.
Yeah.
Support tattooer owned businesses, especially for tattoos, tattoo related products. Kyle has forgotten how to work the computer. We are now.
We're working with
there the we today. Go.
It's slowly going.
Stop touching people's tattoos without consent.
Yeah.
That is.
Do you want to talk about that one?
Bro. I cannot stand A, people. B, when they touch me. C, like, I understand that I'm decorated. Mm-hmm. I've gone out of my way to make myself more enhanced. We'll say it's a better word. It doesn't mean that I enhance myself for you and or want you to touch me, especially with no approach. If you just grab my wrist and start turning my arm, I'm liable to head and arm you and knock your feet into the air at the grocery store.
Yeah.
It's annoying. I've said it several times on this show, mm-hmm. about the elderly lady who found
pulling
it
appropriate
to raise my shorts up past the sea level, if you will.
That's a double entendre.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And it was like, yo, man, what are you doing here?
You're a child present.
I'm not trying to hand out flyers to my neighbors because you're looking at my tattoos. Fuck off.
So, if anything, she's the one who needs to hand out the flyers.
It's not how it works, Kyle.
I know it's not how it works.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't touch people.
Yeah.
Especially tattoos. Especially fresh tattoos. Oh, did you just get that? Did that hurt? Let me put my dirty fucking finger on your tattoo.
At least just talk to the person. You know, if you want to see more,
just don't touch people.
Just ask and they'll show you.
Most of the time, we don't want to talk to you either. Let's just be honest.
Very true. But yes.
I'm just kidding. It's all about the approach. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's legit.
You
about
can't just
the
like
approach.
Walk up and try to be like, oh, let me look at all this and like just trying to dig through. And
I know you're looking. Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell me. I know what it feels like to be a piece of meat on a market. It's fine. I'm used to it. But like, I'm still a human being. My favorite is where'd you get that at? I've got a lot of
get what?
What do you mean? Who did that? Who did? Which section? Like, can
what
we narrow it down
you
to a
at?
Fucking body part? Even yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't touch people. Have some couth and approach.
Yeah.
Maybe start with a compliment.
Pull up another one. Look at that.
Sit still, you wear your wiggles.
That's very true.
Ain't that the fucking truth? Mm-hmm. I just watched a YouTube or what's the fucking video? The short ones.
The TikToks.
Yeah, the talks. But what are they called on the Instagram?
The Reels.
Real. The other day of someone doing a really dainty tattoo on the forearm and the guy sneezes and pulls his arm forward and he puts a big streak in it. And it was funny. Yes, it's still.
Yeah.
You'll live. I know it hurts.
It's all about breath work and breathing.
Suck it up. I have had tattoos that make you twitch in different areas or have like weird involuntary nerve responses,
yeah,
and things along those lines. But like few and far between. And there's a difference between a twitch you can't control and you just not fucking sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
When I got my butt cheek tattooed, like the center of like getting down into Meat City, bro, it was making my leg twitch. So there was nothing I could do. I literally was like, just sit on my legs, man.
Yeah.
Like I'm sorry. Like, I don't. It's not helping. Did you stop there? Was that it?
I'll put it back up.
The fuck, huh?
I was putting it down so you could talk about it.
No one wants to see me.
All right, we'll put it back up.
Tattoo with a sign. Give me the next
tattooer. One. You want the next one?
Give me the next one. Just so you wear
what's
your
next? Windows. What's next? Ed Hardy was not a clothing designer.
That is true, but he sold all of his clothing. He sold all of his designs to a clothing designer.
That is true.
So, like, I get what he's saying. You're right.
Educate the people.
Ed Hardy learned from. Who did Ed Hardy apprentice under?
I do not know.
What the fuck, Kyle?
I know.
Really?
I do not. I'm not fully caught up on my tattoo history.
Well, all right. I want answers next week live. Okay. All right. So, yeah. And were you still sperm when the Ed Hardy phase was big, weren't you?
Yeah.
Like itty bitty little, like still in someone's balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. You don't remember the bedazzled tiger shirts?
I do not.
And like, there's a very specific Ed Hardy open mouth tiger that this shirt would not die. It was in everywhere on everything. They had bedazzled versions. You know what bedazzled is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I do.
I don't need to break it down.
No, I know. Okay. I know what bedazzled is.
That were all over the fucking place, mm-hmm. And they were a lot, and a lot of people loved them. But that was like the most bootlegged fucking shirt I've ever seen in my life. There was more knockoff versions of that shirt than anything of all times, and it was hilarious. But yeah. Ed Hardy.
Yeah.
I just got rid of my Ed Hardy clock.
Did you?
Yeah. Like a real Ed Hardy clock. It's okay. Skippity skip skip. Stop saying tats. Man.
How do you feel about tats?
Freedom of speech.
So whatever.
I do say tat, tatty bro, a lot.
I do also say it. So
maybe we should stop. We're not cool. Sorry, dude. Let me let you down, bud.
Sorry, dude. We'll be better for next week.
No, we won't.
We'll try.
Tattooers should have tattoos. Motherfucker, let me tell you about let's talk about this one, Kyle.
Talk about it. What you got?
I understand that I am a heavy collector.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But like at the tattoo studio, I still shouldn't be the most heavily tattooed person.
That's fair. As someone who recently just got their ribs done, not necessarily the hugest collector, but you know, I'm working on it. There's no fucking way I would have ever, you know, been able to think like this is how it feels. Like that is a very specific pain that you don't really know if you don't go through it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get tattoos, guys.
I just understand what it is that your client's going through.
I get it. Okay. Neither Kyle and I wore tattoos, so we're kind of speaking out of the box here. But when I worked at the pizza shop, there was still a pizza I like to eat. You know what I mean? And I get it. You look at pizza all day. It's not always that appealing. But in order to make a better pizza, you got to eat a pizza from time to time. Taste the food. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Taste the fucking food. All right. Go to the next one. Maybe we're just hungry again. We're talking about food a lot. Stop trying to compete with your fellow artists. See, now here, this is something I've never understood. Art is subjective. Different people like different shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like what I think is awesome might not necessarily be what you think is awesome. So why wouldn't you just create what you like for you?
Yeah.
And then the people that like that will like that.
I mean, even so, like, why has it got to be a competition? at times too. People who do make it a competition and whatnot, like, aren't we all just chilling and doing our thing here?
How do you make art? Like, I know what he's saying. Like, stop rooting against people.
Mm-hmm.
Is essentially it. But like, instead, why don't you learn with and from? And I mean, compete. I just don't get it. I'm old and curmudgeon, though. So
that's I think that's just a good view in general. So
yeah, I'd rather learn.
Yeah. Or even so, just not have to go through the confrontation of being rude to people.
Right. That hard nose, these are my tricks mentality still exists a little bit, but the internet kind of killed that mentality.
I'll bet.
It was that way with jujitsu. They're like, no, we can't show you how our school does it. Now, like, every move in the world's online.
Yeah.
Tattoos don't have to have meaning. They always mean something. They mean you look cooler naked.
Very true.
I get asked that a lot. Well, what does that mean? It means I liked that fucking tattoo. And I told that guy, that picture I want on my body. And he said, Coolsville, daddy-o. Do you want to pick colors? That's hard for people to understand.
It's just collecting art for some people.
You mean that's not for your dead grandpa? No. No.
Actually. No, it was just super cool.
No.
Yeah.
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 It's the same argument as like, well, Flash doesn't have any meaning and Flash isn't personalized and Flash isn't this. And it's like, sometimes it's just really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, why change something that's already so fucking cool?
There also could be some Flash that like does have a meaning too behind it. If you really want to go down that hole,
I mean, mom means like mom on mom on mom. So you put a heart and a banner.
Okay, see, I'm not thinking mom on heart on banner.
I'm super generalizing.
No,
it to understand. Make a
point. Yeah, you know, no, I understand.
Like, yes. I'm super generalizing it to make a point. Like, if that's what you want, go pick the mom off the wall.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like. I have several Flash tattoos.
Mine's only. I thought you were going to say you have several mom hearts banners.
No. But like, I've got a ton of traditional tattoos. Yes, a lot of them were Flash. Because I was like, that's fucking cool. And that's cool too.
Yeah.
I also have a ton of custom shit. That don't mean shit. But
it's all just getting art on the skin, baby.
Yep. It means I liked that picture.
Yeah.
So that's fair. Onward, Kyle. Onward. I think. Yeah. Tattoos are as old as cave paintings. We'll get into that next week. Yep.
A little bit.
Yeah. Tattoos are old as fuck.
Yeah.
Viking princesses and stuff. Shit. Sailor Jerry never made rum. That is correct.
Yes.
He did have a secret rum recipe, but it was for like a cocktail, not like brewing fucking rum. If I remember correctly.
Yeah. I was listening to Derb talk about it a little bit when he made the post too. He was saying that like Sailor Jerry never really was much of a drinker either.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, your likeness gets sold and there it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But look at what it did for the culture of traditional tattoos.
Yes.
Yes. Sailor Jerry never made rum, but A, the shit was delicious. And B, it came with really cool traditional Flash inside of it and on it and around it and introduced a
different market to tattoos.
Yeah. He did never make rum. But that shit is still good.
That's right.
And I would accept a sponsorship from them. I may or may not have Sailor Jerry rum shirts already. All right. I think we've gone through them all. We've pretty much done stop farting in the areas. Yeah, we did that one last time.
Yeah.
Always a good time, tattoo.
Yeah.
With a sign.
He's supposed to be making more soon.
I believe that. We got to get into some random locations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe help with some ideas. If you have
an idea for tattoo or the sign, leave a comment.
Sure. That's what I was going to say. Kyle, always on my toes.
I'm just trying to step up. I don't know.
I'm proud of you. With that being said, we're creeping on 2 hours.
Yeah, I think it's a good. We're at a good point to wrap it up.
I am not disagreeing with you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
To all of you out there in listener land, we appreciate you hanging with us.
Thanks for joining us. It's been a crazy day, but we're here. You're here.
What's up? Later, homies. Kyle signing off.
Follow us. Ben, where can they find you?
Right here.
Right here.
Tattoo Collecting 101 every yeah. Thursday.
Yeah.
And they can find Kyle at Skies of Fire something.
Tattoo. Yeah. Something. And Fawn_Baker as well.
Yeah.
So we'll have some good coverage for you guys next week. Be sure to subscribe and check out some of the other cool content we've got on the channel as well.
Like and follow.
That's right. All right. Goodbye.